Yeah, seriously, right after I hit it. Yeah, no, we don't hate. Well, I don't specifically like Portuguese music, but I don't hate it either. I just, so this is Misguided, Misinformed, guys. There's a good chance at some point today you're gonna hear a bunch of like random music playing really lightly in the background because, well, as Stephen has pointed out, I live near a Portuguese church. And as a Portuguese person, I'm allowed to say this. Portuguese people are crazy and loud. And they're just going to be playing Portuguese music really loud. I've had to deal with that in the past. Yeah, it's a fucking weekend, Sunday, and all of a sudden it's like 8 o'clock at night and you're still hearing music. Like, it's like, I'm just trying to watch TV and I can hear some music and it's like from down the street.
You're missing out on your celebration, Josh.
Nah, I'm
It's
not. It's at a
Portuguese.
church. I'm not. It's a church celebration. I'm not going to that. Though I did feel sad when my mom was telling me how she went yesterday and she got, I think it was melechadas. I don't know how to. Basically, Portuguese like
Donuts.
donuts. They're so good. It's just fried dough. Like
Oh, so you're sad because you didn't get any donuts.
Portuguese donuts.
Portuguese donuts.
They're so good.
I mean, you could get Portuguese donuts anytime you really wanted.
I know. I could just go to a bakery or something.
Portuguese bakery.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's literally just fried dough. It's like there's nothing even like special.
There's the dough is really good.
Yeah, it's good. And then to make it, even unhealthy and more unhealthy, they just sprinkle a shit ton of
Sprinkle. No, they
well,
just like throw in a bag of sugar, shake the
yeah.
bag all over it, and say,
Yeah,
"Here you
so it's
go."
covered in sugar also.
So this is Misguided and Misinformed. Josh forgot to introduce everybody.
Well,
It's the
I
same
didn't
people.
forget. We were just you started off insulting Portuguese people. I had to like
I just repeated what you said at an appropriate time for the world to know how you feel about your self-hating.
I'm not self-hating. I mean, I
Well,
don't personally, I'm not like big on the idea of dating a Portuguese girl, but that's more 'cause I've seen that culture. I have to live it all the time. I don't want to double down on that.
I mean, they would know what's going on.
Yeah, listen, I'm kind of like, I just want more of like a white girl, like or not the European person, really.
You want a white non-European?
Yeah, like super North
He wants
Americanized.
a super Canadian. So Canadian
Someone.
bloodline, whole way through.
If they're white, I mean, if
No, that's
not,
what I'm talking
Josh's
about.
racist. I just don't want to date someone necessarily with a European family. I'm not racist. It's
It's
just
very, very hard to
I got it
find.
on one side of the family already. I don't need it on another.
I mean, it's very hard to find a white non-European background.
Then I don't find a white person. Simple as that.
So okay, if you want to date a white person, I'm just trying to clarify this for
I know of
everybody.
at least one person. I know a couple people who are,
White but not European.
yeah, don't have a European background.
Okay,
Or at least their family is not that like
but
your
you're
traditional
okay.
European.
But if they aren't white, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just so you just don't want any European this.
Kind of. The Europeanness I already got enough of. I don't need to double down on it.
I don't know. Was Europeanness that bad?
It's not. I just don't feel like doubling down on it.
I kind of.
Also, a lot of Portuguese girls I've known throughout my life are kind of annoying.
Stereotypes, Josh. Shots fired.
I said that I've known.
I know, but. So you're basing your opinion off of the people that you know.
Yeah.
But
Well, how is that stereotypes?
because you're making generalizations about an entire group of people based on a select group of people, that seems like stereotypes to me.
I mean, I've met a lot of like Portuguese people,
I don't
and
think enough to make a stereotype.
yeah, enough.
Okay, that's fine.
Listen, when you meet a lot of people and they act more or less the same, you can say like, hey, this thing, I don't like this thing.
I'm just not about stereotypes, Josh.
I'm not about, well, sometimes stereotypes are true, unfortunately.
Stereotypes are a guideline to.
They sometimes exist for a reason.
They do exist
Sometimes
for a
it's
reason.
because people are racist and shitty. And sometimes it's because, hey, this is a thing I've seen 1,000 times.
I also don't think calling someone annoying is necessarily racist or prejudicial, but
Saying it about my own people.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's not. That's what I said.
It's like the N-word. It's okay because they're black.
It's and not it's really okay.
I mean, I don't. I agree with you, but I'm using the argument, okay?
That's what they say.
Yeah, it's like, it's okay if I insult Portuguese people to a certain degree, because I'm Portuguese. If I say I don't like something they do.
The only thing is, you did say Portuguese women, and so you're implying that Portuguese men are
well,
denying,
listen,
so you're kind of excluding yourself from
no,
that?
No, no, I said Portuguese women, because I'm not going to, I'm definitely not dating a Portuguese man, because I'm not gay. It was implied that I'm talking about women, because I was talking about dating people.
You did say specifically Portuguese women.
Because I'm talking about people
are
I would
Portuguese
date.
Men annoying?
I said men in general, I don't want to date.
Okay, but are they annoying?
I mean, yeah, they're,
okay,
I mean,
there we go.
Everyone was... is, ugh, have you met my brother?
Yes.
Yeah, he's kind of annoying, he
but
drives
not,
me nuts.
I say not long enough to...
Oh, he's just, he's another, like, stereotypical Portuguese guy, it's just annoying.
He's, so now it's, now see, here's, that's, here's where I'm, I don't have a problem with it, because you're saying Portuguese people are annoying.
There's
Josh
some...
is saying that, as a Portuguese person. So,
there's sometimes just Portuguese people in my, from my experience, are a little too, sometimes a little too aggressive and a little too judgy. Well, the Portuguese men are a little too aggressive, but they're all a little too judgmental. It's just like a cultural thing. You know, you just judge everybody.
That's the European culture,
right? That is a lot of like European stuff.
Well, it seems more Southern European because I'm trying to think. British people, they judge, but they don't keep themselves.
Oh, I just mean it's like to the point where my grandma's like, oh, I have to. Oh, if you don't dress like 100% nice going to church, they're going to like judge you on it. Yeah. And it's like a whole, like there's like a whole Portuguese kids made a joke about like going to like a friend's house and the person offers food. And then the son is like, yeah, I'll take some. I'll have a piece of cake. And the mom's like, no, you're not having a piece of cake. Like, doing a look, you know? And they have, like, subtitles of, like, what's in their head.
Mm.
And it's like, you're not having a piece of cake. If you take a piece of cake, she's going to think I don't feed you. And you're hungry and all this stuff. And it's, like, a whole, like, thing. And it's all, and, like, you know, the woman's thinking, oh, he's so thin. Like, he must not like his mother's food. And it's, like, it's a whole thing. And I'm just like, I'm sick
of
it.
Yeah, but then if you don't take it, then you're like, oh, but he thinks he's better than us, and his food is better, so he's not going to have any of ours. And
it's a whole thing. It's like, that's why I'm saying I don't want to deal with. I don't need that in my life, okay?
But you're going to have that in your life, because no matter what, your half.
Listen, the good thing is my mom's not that bad, and my dad's not really like that, so I just have to wait, unfortunately. It's not. It's a horrible thing, and I don't want it to happen, but I know it's going to happen. Eventually, both my grandmas are going to pass away. And then, for the most part,
unless
I want...
they're immortal.
They're not. They're definitely not.
You don't know you're not immortal until you find out that you're immortal.
Oh, well, if they are immortal, they're the worst kind of immortal. The kind that...
Like ages with...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the type where you wish you were dead.
It's the curse. They've been cursed with immortality.
I think my one grandma is kind of at the I kind of wish I was dead moment.
That's
but,
tough.
She's really sick.
Yeah,
but let's not talk about that on this podcast.
I didn't.
Although
well,
she's also kind
of
racist. If that's always fun, talking to your grandma and she says something kind of racist. And you're like, it's like, please don't talk this way right now.
Well, I mean, my grandfather said some, well, not too many racist things, just the one that sticks out of my mind was we were at a baseball game, and he goes, oh, that African-American coach just threw that baseball to a young African-American kid. He should throw it to everybody, just throw it in the crowd. And I was like, the person who caught that was an old white woman. Like, you were off. It was wrong.
Oh.
Like, sorry, maybe you can't see, but the person who caught that was a white woman, and then she gave the ball to a young African-American kid, and that's why he came with the ball.
Oh.
But.
No, I mean, my grandma has said some not-so-nice stuff about, well, not,
races.
Like, horrible stuff, but basically blamed Brampton for going down the shitter on the blacks and the Indians. And I was like, yeah. I mean, yeah, well, not Native Americans.
I will tell you the Indian actual Indians. Reason why Brampton's gone down the shitter is because...
It's just too many people.
Well, yeah, that was, so I was going to say, what's her face? The last mayor.
Oh,
just,
I don't...
like, overdeveloped. Like, sold all the land to allow so much developers to come in.
Oh.
And so, like, the people...
Yeah.
There's just so many people.
There's just too many people
in Brampton. And not enough support system for those people.
Like, our infrastructure is, like...
The worst.
I wouldn't say the worst. Like, there's definitely places in the world that's way worse.
Okay.
But, like, for, like...
A Canadian city of the size of...
We're, like, suburbs, aren't we?
What?
Like, Brampton, I mean, really is
technically,
more...
we're a suburb, but we're our own city.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's... Yeah, but, like, we're basically suburbs. And it's, like, for...
Yeah.
But the traffic we have for what is would be considered suburbs is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have the bus system. We don't even have the amenities. Like, we have, what? In Brampton, there's 2 movie theaters? 3?
In Brampton, there's 2.
Soon to be 1.
Soon to be 1. They're closing Orion Gate.
Yeah.
Well, that's no surprise there.
I mean, it sucks anyways. It's garbage. It has 2 big theaters, and that's it.
And they don't take care of anything, because they actually do charge the cheapest. They didn't raise their prices like everybody else did.
Oh.
Because they didn't. They knew that if they raised their prices, they were losing the majority of people that go there.
Apparently now it's turning into Playdium.
Yep.
Which is, like, sucks, too. Playdium sucks.
I haven't been to Playdium
since I was a kid.
The last time I was in Playdium, I went to hit baseballs. Like, I didn't even play games there.
Oh, I was talking to someone recently about Playdium, and they're like, "Oh, I want to go." I'm like, "Don't! It's not. It's like
it's all app games now."
I was like, "It's not really worth it. There's better places to go."
I do David Buster's.
Playdium, like David Buster's, is similar to Playdium,
but better.
But it's because it's, you know, it has, like, a restaurant and a bar and everything. Like, it's an adult version of it.
And significantly better prices.
Yeah.
I just mean,
Playdium, you're going to spend, like, $40 to spend, like, an hour playing old-ass arcade games or app games.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, like, it's just not worth it.
No.
It's, like, there's things you could do. Like, if you're going to do that, you could go to laser tag, you could go fucking...
Archer Tag, that's what you should do.
That, you could do fucking, like, mini golf. There's, like, a million things
you could do
that are better and more worth the price.
Yeah.
Than fucking Playdium. It's just...
Escape rooms.
Yeah, it's just overpriced garbage.
Yeah.
Almost. It's like...
I don't know why they need a second location.
Well, it's just, like, a place. Like, there's, like, the Rec Room, which is apparently coming to...
Mississauga?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to the one in Toronto. It's not bad.
I just heard that's really busy. I think you told me it was really busy when you went.
Massively busy, yeah. Like, you can hardly ever play games. And...
Hopefully, it won't be too bad when it comes to Mississauga, though it might
be
worse, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what we need. I mean...
Well, what I like about the Rec Room was there was a whole back area. Like, the front area was all, like, the games and all that stuff, but there was, like, they have an area for, like, outside. They have, like, lawn bowling or... darts, or, like, I think there's darts inside too, but then there's, like, pool, so it was, like, a whole bunch of things, so you don't have to just play the games, and again, it's a bar slash restaurant.
Oh,
you can get food, you can get drinks.
You know what we really need in Brampton? Though I don't see it, the problem with Brampton is, this is not making fun of, this isn't, okay, I'm gonna say this first, like, one of the problems with Brampton is it's hard for businesses to survive. If they're not an Indian business, like something through, like if it's a restaurant, if it's not a chain restaurant,
it doesn't survive.
It doesn't survive unless it's like an Indian food restaurant. Mm-hmm. It seems,
but
and,
Woodbridge, and it doesn't survive unless it's an Italian restaurant.
Well, I mean, my point is just because it's Indian people. There's like the major population here.
Yeah,
and they just don't want
to
eat.
And Indian food doesn't necessarily, or Indian places don't necessarily, things that cater to Indian people. Are not necessarily your cup of tea.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for me, I'm just saying, so my idea was, oh, we could, like, someone should really have, like, a video game bar in Brampton.
Wouldn't work.
But like I said, I'm like, but then I don't see Indian people going to that, and unless you got like a shit ton of gamers going to it, I just don't see it working either.
Look at that place downtown Brampton, the cardboard gaming cafe that they had.
Obviously, that's different. That's all board games and stuff.
Snakes and Lattes. I know that's not what it's actually called, but the same look.
Also, unfortunately, downtown Brampton is not that great.
Like, it's terrible. Practice.
No, I just mean to get to downtown Brampton, there's no real parking there.
Nope.
So there's no. It's not really.
And we already talked about our transit system sucking.
Yeah, it's like you can. I mean, it's easier to get there on bus than probably anywhere else in Brampton, because a lot of the because there's a bus station downtown. But it's still like it sucks. It's a small little area. There's not really a lot going on.
Other than the thing is the train too. The train comes in, but it's not on a very good schedule.
Yeah, so, it's like downtown Brampton just sucks. Like we need to like upgrade our infrastructure by so much, but they just it's like the it's just we're overcrowded. Like the and it's because of that they're trying to like fix the roads, but the roads are just a mess, and it's going to take forever, and then apparently they're going to be closing, I guess they're putting, like, the university or something downtown.
Ryerson University campus.
Except it's going to be, what is it, it's like, the two major streets that go through downtown are going to be closed for, like, 3 years. Well, yeah. That's under construction. It's
well,
like,
and then here in Ontario, at the other end of the city, is going to be closed for the light rail. To go down to Port Credit.
Yeah, so basically Brampton's going
to
be
impossible
even worse. Yeah. It's like, it's going to be have the, yeah, it's like living in a suburb, but trying to navigate a fucking major city sometimes.
Yeah. I was going to say it's like being trapped in a suburb. But
yeah.
I just don't like how you have to go. Like, for me, I've had a car since I was 16, and I've been driving everywhere. I never really did the public transit thing because everything is so far. I had to drive places.
I've done both. And it's like, honestly, it's huge, the difference. So we were talking about Tim earlier because he was going to some place. And it's like, guarantee it took him over an hour and a half to get there because of the transit. I mean, it is... He was going to Toronto, but it probably took him at least a half hour if he went to the GO Bus station to get to the GO Bus station. And that's assuming everything worked out perfectly.
Toronto is like a 45-minute drive max.
Yeah.
In traffic.
But I mean, if I were to drive to the GO Bus station from my house...
5 minutes.
No, it's more than that. It'd be 15 minutes max. Okay. Well, 20 minutes max, but that's also... assuming you run into like all like a bunch of lights and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like that's 20 minutes of.
So welcome to the Misguided Misinformed podcast where we complained about Brampton.
Well, we'll talk about something else after.
No, it's okay.
But it's.
I like complaining.
I'm just
Brampton.
Saying it's like 20 minutes max, or if you're lucky on the bus, you're looking at half an hour, and that's if everything is like works out perfectly, which it never does. Because the buses never run on time. They're either, like, 10 minutes late or, like, 10 minutes early.
And they still leave if they're 10 minutes early.
Yeah, I know. That's the worst part.
Well, because by the time they get the next one, they're going to be 10 minutes late. Somewhere on the line, they're going to be 10 minutes late.
It's always a mess. And then it's, like... Well, it does drive me nuts, though. Because you're like, oh, okay, I'm going to get my bus. It's going to show up in, like, 10 minutes. That's actually... I used to deal with that with some people I used to hang out with. I would be like, okay, so the bus is going to show up in, like, 15 minutes. We should probably head out. They're like, oh, it's only, like, a 5-minute walk away. So we got, like, 10 minutes before we have to leave. I'm like, no, we have to leave, like, now, because if we go now, we're going to get there, like...
When it gets there.
And we might miss the bus, right? I'm like, no. I'm like, I mean, this was in Mississauga, so who knows? But I was like, no, I'm not missing the bus. Especially because at the time, I remember, it was a lot of time, it was like, we're going to go see a movie, and you guys already are like, oh, the movie starts at, like, 8:30, well, the bus gets there at, like, 8:25, so we should be okay. And then we still have to get snacks, and it's like, No, fuck, man. Why are we get showing up a movie right on time?
Because people don't like trailers, except that I love watching trailers.
Listen, I'm all like, if a movie, like, sometimes, now I'm like, this was like 5 years ago. Now I'm like, well, fuck, if the movie starts at 8:30, I mean, as long as we get there by like 8:35, we should be okay.
Well.
Because the trailers aren't even going to start till like 8:45.
Yeah, they have the ad before the trailers.
Well, it's like 15 to 30 minutes of ads. Like, for fuck's sake. I mean, that's what's making me lose my goddamn mind now with movies.
And the problem is for, like, I like to be early to things, so for an 8:30 movie, I'll show up at 8, and it'll be 9 before I see the movie and it starts.
I still prefer to show up, like, as or, like, an 8:30 movie, I'll still prefer to show up, like, between, like, yeah, 8 and 8:15, because I want to get some decent seats. It also depends, like, when. I usually try to pick times when there's not going to be a lot of people. So, like, I'll either go to, like, an early showing or, like, a really late showing.
I've been trying to go to the movies for, like, the past couple of weeks, but there's, I just can't. The only one that, for me, is worth seeing is Crazy Rich Asians, and I can't.
I don't know what that's about.
Based on a book. The movie's not a book. The movie is a movie.
Yeah. It's based on a book. I knew what you meant.
I
want to see Alpha. And there's that, like, Kin or Nin or something. I don't remember.
Said Alpha last time and we talked about it, but I don't remember Kin.
I was just looking. It looks like it's, like, this crazy sci-fi movie. Mm-hmm. I don't know shit about it. It just looks like a crazy sci-fi movie, and that's usually my jam, even if it's bad.
Yeah.
Really liked Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets.
Yeah.
And I admit, that movie has a shit ton of faults. Like, it's ridiculous how bad that movie is at points, right?
Oh, really?
I enjoyed
it.
I like it, though. Yeah. Because I like the cool visuals. Like, I like the world they built. There's definitely some issues. But, I mean, most of the issues comes between the chemistry between the two leads. Because we're supposed to believe they're, like, super in love with each other, but they barely act like it. And I'm like, well,
that's when the female does not act like she's in love with him.
It's like, it just feels forced from him, too.
Yeah.
Like, I can actually kind of believe it more from her. Like, I believe her point more than his. Mm-hmm. Like, that she kind of likes him, but she's off-put by the fact that he's kind of a player.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, she doesn't want, she just doesn't trust him enough. And, like, I guess near the end, he kind of proves that he likes, like, he can, like, I don't know. It's like he doesn't really prove anything, and so that's kind of the point. Like, it's just weird. All of a sudden, they're like, yeah, we're going to get married. And it's like, well, that was kind of sudden. And it's like...
That escalated quickly.
I mean, they're talking about being in love with each other since the beginning. It's just half the time he's all like, I have to go save her. That's my partner. Not, I have to save her. She's the woman I love, you know?
Mm.
And it's like, it's just... It doesn't, it feels, like, I'm assuming...
Usually they're one and the same, though, partners and people that you love.
No, I hear ya. I'm just saying, I feel like it's because it was an adaptation of, or it was Kin. That was the movie. It was called Kin. I got it the first time, I think.
Yeah.
It was an adaptation of, like, an old, comic book series.
Mm-hmm.
And, like... You know, obviously...
Remember, it's an old comic... I knew it was a comic book series, I didn't realize it was old.
Yeah, it was like, came out in the 70s. It came out before Star Wars, the first issue.
Is that our common point? Before Star Wars and after Star Wars?
No, I'm just saying, anyone who claims Valerian stole anything from Star Wars can go suck a dick, because...
Does that happen?
People claim everything, okay? Yeah. Oh, well, in Valerian, the guy gets... captured, like, you know how Han Solo gets, like, not in Carbonite, well, that happened in the comics, but it happened before it happened, like, he got trapped in some, like, living crystal thing in the comic before Han Solo ever got trapped in Carbonite.
Before Han Solo even existed?
I don't know, I think it may have been after he existed, I mean, the comics went on for a while.
Yeah.
Right? As they do. It was
no one takes any ideas from anybody.
It was a French comic, too.
Everyone
which
has.
You can kind of get by the names.
Yeah.
Valerian and Lorelei.
Yeah.
I mean, they're great names. I love the names.
They're just not.
They're just
North American names for sure.
They're
not your non-white European or white non-European names.
Is French not be considered like? French is its own thing, though. French
people. You're the one who said European. French is part of Europe.
I know, but I felt like you said non-European name.
Yeah, it's one of those French. Yeah. One of those white non-European names. I get what you're saying. Yeah. I meant to say the opposite.
White European names?
Yeah, well, it's not one of those. Yeah, not one of those white non-European names.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
I'm using a double negative because why the fuck not? English language is fucked up, so just.
I was remembering something where it was it was the difference between blonde and blonde because how you spell it for males and females and brunette, and there someone was like, "Welcome to basic French. This is what happens when you steal from the French language." You know, it's like you just add extra letters and it's spelled differently. I'm like,
blonde coffee is spelled. So I guess coffee is feminine.
I just know, I think it's blonde for a guy is B-L-O-N-D, B-L-O-N-D, and blonde for a girl, you add an E at the end.
Yeah.
And then brunette was it ends with just the T, and then, which could be for both male or female, and then the female only version was two T's and an E at the end.
Oh, I didn't even know that I just said brown haired. Usually when, I say, for males it's brown haired, and
I mean,
I didn't realize you could say brunette for both.
I mean, I don't know. It's weird. English language is weird as fuck. I mean, other languages are weird too. It's just English it steals from everything.
Mostly off German, though.
I mean, the language is almost like the people, man. They just take everything from everywhere and claim that they owned it in the first place.
Listen, we did.
What?
The English did. Take everything and own
from it. Everywhere, and then claim they owned it.
And did own it.
I mean, yeah. But it's what, there's that old saying, the sun never sets on the British Empire.
Mm-hmm.
It's just.
Which was untrue, but.
Was it?
Well, because at the time that was said, North America wasn't.
Oh. Well, that's before they knew North America existed.
Pretty much. So but still, that doesn't make it true just because you don't know it doesn't exist.
I mean, it was just a saying. It was that they were just spread across the planet.
Yeah.
But it was, what was I thinking? You made me lose my train of thought.
That happens a lot because I'm very distracted. Mostly with my devilishly handsome good looks.
You were stalling to try to help, but it didn't help.
I mean, I'm just rambling. Whether or not that helps you or not. I just like to hear the sound of my voice.
No, I can't remember. They will potentially know, but I can't remember. My brain's just, I'm trying and it's the gears.
What was it about?
Something about British people.
Oh.
And I totally forgot.
You can't say anything about British people. You're not British.
I can say whatever. Oh, that was that. Yeah, even to this day, British people sometimes call Americans colonials.
Oh, I love calling them colonials.
It's just weird.
I mean, you can call Australians colonials as well.
Yeah.
And Canadians, and
I wouldn't.
A lot of things.
I wouldn't bother. Because
you can call Australians convicts.
I wouldn't do that either.
I definitely wouldn't do that. I'd rather call them colonials than convicts.
That just seems kind of rude.
Well, because they aren't convicts anymore.
I mean, some might have been, but it's not like all of them were.
And some might currently be, but not all of them.
Yeah. Anyways, talking about Australia, I want to go to that place. I don't know if it's Australia or New Zealand. Which I realize it's
Well, what does it start with?
I don't know what the place is called. It's okay. An island with little furry hamster looking big hamster looking things called was it quackas?
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Tasmanian devils, and I was gonna say that's Tasmania.
No, where they have no natural predators, so they trust everybody.
Hmm.
So they like,
just walk up to everyone.
Yeah, and like they'll take pictures and shit with you. Like they don't give a fuck. Like super chill animals because they have no reason to be afraid of anyone or anything.
But they probably have overpopulation issues, do they
not? I don't know. Probably not now.
Why not now? Did someone break the trust?
No, I just mean imagine that, like, it's colonized. People are there. So they're probably keeping the population somewhat in check.
So they're killing them.
There's other ways of keeping a
sterilization.
Yeah.
And killing. And genocide.
Okay, but it's... You're making it sound so much worse, okay?
But these are such trusting animals. You just told me that they trust everybody and they come up and take photos with you and like they love you. They're like dogs.
Okay, and I don't yeah, exactly. And you get to fix a dog. I don't see a problem with potentially fixing some animals for their own good.
What if the ones that you fix are the ones that have like the strain of DNA that makes them survive longer?
Okay, now you're just getting into like complicated. You're more complicating a situation than needs to be.
Well, that sounds like me.
It's also like, okay, then don't fix any of them. Let them starve to death. Now none of them are going to live longer.
Starve to death? You could feed them.
Yeah, there's only so much. Yeah, and that just compounds the situation.
I mean, if they get fat, they might get lazy and not make as many kids.
Yeah, I just don't see that happening.
it's a new way of
controlling
the population.
What is that, like the Wall-E way? Because I didn't fully understand how they controlled population on a space station like that.
It didn't seem, because there was a birthing room.
Yeah.
Birthing robots, were there?
Well, obviously, it was hundreds of years.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because none of them had ever been to Earth.
Yeah, and there was several generations because it shows like them change over time and become fatter and fatter.
Yep.
I was like, I'm just like, these people barely even knew other people existed in that movie. Like, how the hell did they, like, did they just, was it just a random lottery and they would just impregnate people?
Or maybe they forced?
I don't think these people would barely even notice.
You wouldn't notice if someone was having sex with you?
No, there's other ways of impregnating people without having them having sex.
That's true.
And I'm just like, Wall-E.
There's a lot of questions with Wall-E.
Wall-E, introduced a world with more questions than answers. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of weird.
Well, just because plant life can grow doesn't mean that human life could be sustained.
If you can grow plants, you can, you can survive.
But the plant could have mutated enough to survive in that kind of environment.
Yeah. I don't know. It was weird. It's like, it's hard to say what happened in that world. It's...
Oh, well, first off, it was another warning against AI.
Wasn't? Oh. You know what? I'm sick of it. We just assume AI is going to turn on us.
AI is 100% going to turn on us.
No, AI will only turn on us if we act, like, shitty to it.
Act shitty. Dude, what happened to that? Those bots? Those chat bots that, like, took from... It used to be really nice, and then it spent, like, a year or whatever doing chats, and it wasn't even a year. And then it started, like... Because it would mimic what the people would say to them.
Oh.
And so then they would start calling out people, and...
You can't listen. You can't put something learned from the internet and have it come out okay. People are their worst selves on the internet. Because everyone's anonymous on the internet.
Not so much anymore. Especially with Facebook and like people
losing their jobs. You kidding me?
People lose their jobs off of some of the posts.
Yeah, no. Famous people. But like people still treat the internet like you're anonymous and will like attack people.
Wow.
Like basically Waluigi wasn't in the new Smash Bros. And people sent the guy death threats and threatened his family. Because Waluigi's
number one.
Wasn't in the new, because he wasn't in the new Smash Bros. I mean, that's a good place. The internet is like pure toxic. You say anything on the internet, and someone will have the counter viewpoint to what you said.
Yeah. The sky is blue.
Yeah, and there will be people who will argue.
Well, that's why the flat earthers have taken off.
Don't even get me started on those idiots.
Why not?
Everyone knows the earth is a cube, okay?
Everyone knows that we're in a snow globe.
Everyone knows we're on a halo ring. You're an idiot if you think we're...
I've never seen the center of the planet, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's clearly... It's a halo ring, and the moon is in the center. Okay?
Okay.
And it's projection. There's actually people who believe the moon isn't real, and it's just a projection that NASA puts in the sky. And I'm like, what? To hide some, like, space station or some shit. And I'm like, this makes no sense. What is wrong with you people?
I don't know if they know how projections work.
I don't think people understand a lot of technology because they make shit up.
Well, the fact that Truman Show worked in that movie kind of made you believe that people just...
I mean, that movie has made me kind of paranoid, but that's because weird shit happens sometimes.
As long as you guys are living different lives when I'm not here, I know I'm not on the Truman Show.
But there's no proof that we exist outside of... That's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, I sometimes, like... Though, there's some people who are like, we live in a simulation. And I'm like, fine.
What's wrong with that?
I don't care. If you guys are all computer simulations, you're not...
The answer is 42.
You're not real. Like, if you guys are all computer-generated and not real, I'm like, I don't care. Because, you know what? If I'm the only real person, then what difference does it make? Because then I'm the only person who... Like, my experience is the only experience that matters at that point.
If we're all in a simulation, why wouldn't we be in a simulation that would interact with each other?
Well, I'm not... that's also a possibility. I'm just saying, like, no matter what, if my experience, as long as I believe my experience is real, then it's real. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, if it is a simulation, then it's no more real than if it wasn't.
I mean, that's the thing, like, Slenderman became real because people believed that it was real.
Well, that's not really not what I mean. I'm just saying, like, it's like if you were a video game character, if all you ever knew was that world, then that world's real to you. And if you found out that there's a world outside of it, well, what difference does it make to you?
I believe there's a world outside of this world. Come out of the planet.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, if you found out that the Matrix was real and you're in the Matrix...
I'd be Neo.
I doubt it, but anyways.
I'm the one. I'm the one, Josh.
I mean, you could be.
Stop bullets.
And then,
what you're saying is I can dodge bullets? No, what I'm saying is when you're ready, you won't have to.
Oh, I don't fully remember everything. I know people were really confused about the architect?
Yeah.
I never understood that.
The architect was fucking hilarious. I loved it.
But he's clearly saying that there's several matrices, like, on top of each other, and that's why when later on he stops the robots, because he's in another matrix.
Mm-hmm.
But people are like, what? Now we can use his powers outside the matrix? Like, yeah, because he's in another one. There's, like, four on top of each other.
And it's like, never get to the top one.
Think of it this way. Matrixception. I hate to say this, but it's a matrix inside a matrix inside a matrix inside a matrix inside a real world.
Well, because the whole system that they have set up in the real world is not very efficient. With the crops and the...
Well, apparently monsters. That's, like, happened, like, several times.
What?
Like, so it's like the real world you see is, like, so Zion's fallen several times.
Yeah, I know, but the, the storage system of human beings, that they're supposed to be batteried.
Oh.
Doesn't make really sense.
They
just unnecessarily use of space.
I think it's really just a way of keeping humans in check.
Yeah.
Without fully, like, mass murdering them.
Almost sterilization.
I don't really... the premise of the movie has some major faults.
I just don't understand how someone could be digital, but also not.
What do you mean?
Because that was the whole thing about people who get plugged in. Is that they're not real human. They're not home. They're digital beings.
Oh, it's your brain. You're plugging in your brain.
Well, but it wasn't just... Like, no, but, like, the humans that have no plugs or whatever, treated them as less, like they were, because they were digital.
Oh, well, no, because not because they're digital, it's because they weren't natural-born humans.
Yeah.
Because they were born in from the Matrix.
But with all those plugs on them, I guess it'd just be like a computer with a skin layer.
Well, no, they were, like, not, like, they're organic humans. It's just the difference was that, like, the humans from Zion had sex to give birth, and the humans outside of Zion were just,
It was clear that they had sex from Reloaded with the orgy?
I mean, you could have sex. I'm just saying, like, they were natural-born humans, except it was, like, the difference was is that one was just created because the computer decided it's time to make more humans, and then gave them the upgrades to plug them into the Matrix.
We need more.
It's weird. It's beyond weird. They don't explain a lot, and what they do explain is just weird and makes no sense. I mean, it makes sense, but it's like pseudo deep. You know, it wants to be deep, but it's not really.
No. It's a puddle making you think it's a pond.
Yeah, basically, it's like instead of the opposite. I love those videos where people like go to jump into a puddle and just like sink to the bottom.
Oh, the non-edited ones.
Yeah.
Okay. The edited ones are funny, but.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is not real, but one of my favorite things is in Scrubs. JD's talking about, he loves taking his scooter Sasha out and driving through the puddles. And he's on his way to work, and he goes and goes and just hits this one puddle, and him and his whole scooter just sink to the bottom. And it keeps panning, and then he, like, comes out on, like, another puddle. And it's like, well, what happened down there? There was a manatee. Like, just crazy. Mind you, that's when the show got really fucking weird. You know, by the fact that he had a scooter named Sasha.
You know, that sounds about normal for JD.
I know. I just mean where, like, they were taking it off the rails a little bit.
Yeah, they went off-roading pretty early.
The first season's pretty, like, grounded. Relatively grounded. I think after the third season is where it really started to. After Turk and Carla got married, they really started to make things weird because JD was mostly on his own. And that's when.
But he has a lot of daydreams, so it's hard to tell if he was daydreaming. Scrubception.
Well, no, it was easy to tell when he was daydreaming.
I mean, he could have daydreamed going through that puddle.
No, that was a real thing.
Think of it a real thing, Josh? Because you believe it to be real?
Yeah, well, the show presented it as real. Though maybe it wasn't. I don't know. Because JD's fucking weird, and that show is weird at times. I love it. Fuck, I want to watch it again.
Then watch it again.
I would if I could get my fucking DVDs back.
Is it on Netflix? No, they took off Netflix.
No, and I don't like the Netflix version. It's garbage.
Because they changed the songs?
They changed a bunch of the songs, and they just suck. It's like, hey, we had gold, but we don't want to pay for some, like, music rights, so fuck you, you get garbage. You get, like, bland, generic songs.
George Lucas did it?
No. With music. Because George Lucas tried to make it better.
He did not try to make it better.
No.
He tried to make it what he wanted.
Yeah.
He tried to make
it suggestively.
No, better. But his version of better, sorry.
He made a very popular movie. And made it much less popular.
Listen, I didn't.
It's not much less popular.
He made it worse, but his intent was to spend some money and make it better. The Netflix versions, their intent was to not spend money and have it still remain adequate.
But then the thing was, when it wasn't better, George Lucas is just like, nope, you can't change the version. This is the version that it is.
Don't they sell, like, the original versions
nope,
now?
Nope.
You can't. The only way that you're going to get an original copy of that movie is if you hunt down the VHS tape of it.
I just have a digital download.
That's garbage. That's bullshit.
Yep. You cannot get the original one where Han not only shot first, but was the only one that shot. Because that's how quick a draw he was.
See, that's, I mean, I don't know. The problem is when you start messing with continuity. Because the debate on whether or not he shot first is, like, it shouldn't be a debate. Also, how the fuck did he dodge a shot?
Well, he's a Jedi.
Apparently.
Because, yeah, he's just Jedi. Like, the other thing is, they kind of, like, play up a little bit that he has some kind of Force abilities. Right? With, like, prediction and, like, he can, like, that's what they play up. Like, because he's a great pilot.
Which, of course, the Solo movie basically completely ruined that.
The original one.
Well, I mean, in the Solo movie, he always has this, like, oh, tries that move, and he fails, like, 2 or 3 times.
Before it actually works.
Yeah, but when it actually works, it's because he was doing a Millennium Falcon after they gave that person... Well, spoilers, but, you know, someone almost dies and they download a robot's brain into the ship, who has all sorts of, all the navigation stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically implied that she is the reason why the Millennium Falcon is as good as it is at flying. And it really isn't him. Because every time we see him as a good pilot,
it's the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, like Poe Dameron, I can believe, is a good pilot because we see him consistently. Be a good pilot in many different ships.
Unless it's BB-8.
No, because when he flew, was BB-8 there? No, BB-8 wasn't there when he flew the TIE fighter.
But he crashed that TIE fighter.
He crashed the TIE fighter, but he was also escaping.
I don't know if you can call that a good pilot if they crash.
Okay, one, he had someone who's never been in a TIE fighter as his co-pilot shooting.
But TIE fighters are usually single operated.
Not always.
Well, they were supposed to be.
I don't know. Let's fucking talk to fucking
Disney
about that, okay? My point is, though, is that he was actually flying pretty well. He just kind of got outnumbered. You try to escape, like, basically a base.
Yeah, well.
In one of their own ships and fly away and not get shot. I'll take your word for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, he got fucked up because of just bad luck, you know?
Take my word for it?
And he survived that, and then he came back and just ripped through a bunch of people later in the movie. Apparently, he wasn't supposed to survive that, but people liked him.
But it isn't the same movie.
I know, but I think, based off, like, early stuff.
Mm.
I think early screenings and stuff, people really liked his character.
He's the new Han.
So they gave him, like, more stuff. I don't even know. The whole movie series is, like, weird. I like it. Rogue One was kind of...
Rogue One was pandering.
Rogue One, it was, like, it could have been better. The problem is it felt rushed.
Yeah.
And... what's it called? And, like, Han Solo was, I don't know. It felt like it was, in some ways it felt a little too by the numbers. Like, they're like, we have to have this, and we have to have this, and we have to have this, and we have to have this.
We have to have Childish Gambino.
It just felt like, it's a Han Solo movie, so we have to explain this, and this, and this, and this, and it's like, I don't need all this stuff explained. Like, you can just have him be a great pilot.
Mm-hmm.
I would have preferred it if he was just a great pilot, naturally.
He's like Anakin?
Hmm?
He's like Anakin? Well, pod racer?
No, see, Anakin was a great pod racer because of his Force abilities.
I'm telling you.
Like, if he was just like... If they made Han Solo kind of like Wash from Firefly, I would have been okay with that.
But they didn't.
I mean, with his piloting ability. Wash was just like, I need to get off this planet because I want to see the stars. And he was just a good pilot overall, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
or Wash, as you said, it's implied that Han Solo's ability to fly is not having to deal with.
Well, I mean, he failed. He wasn't even a pilot in that movie. Like,
well, because the only way to be a pilot was to be Imperial pilot.
Yeah, but he didn't. He got kicked out of flight school.
Not for his ability to fly, though.
I don't really remember why he got kicked out. It was kind of glossed over.
I think it was he didn't like people.
Because he didn't follow rules. Well, I'm sorry. then he got, I don't know. It was just a whole fucking thing. It was weird.
Yep.
I don't know. I just say it could have been better. Why does he, next time, give him the Ebon Hawk? Let him go back, 5,000 years in the past. That's from Knights of the Old Republic. Mm-hmm. You get the Ebon Hawk.
What is it?
It's basically, kind of Millennium Falcon-looking ship.
Mm.
But obviously it can't be, because, they never really fully explain the, why is the Millennium Falcon the only ship of its type?
Yeah. Everything else has, this is a Nebulon 35, and,
I just mean, you don't even see any other ships that kind of look remotely like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a lot of the times you just see a lot of, you only really see, fighter ships in that, and it's usually just Imperial or the Rebel ships.
Mm-hmm.
But, why don't we see,
why is there not another Millennium Falcon?
Or even the ship that looks similar to it.
Yeah. Because it wasn't just, something. See, it's funny, because I thought, obviously, they would explain where the Millennium Falcon came from in the Solo movie.
Oh, no.
But then they also just explained that he won it off of somebody else. So, okay. That was the explanation before. Why wasn't it good enough then?
I don't know.
Why was it good now? Couldn't you say that he designed it? I don't know.
It's a nightmare. Oh, so, because I want to talk about video games, and we're nearly an hour in.
Okay.
So, remember when I was bitching and complaining about Monster Hunter World?
Obviously.
How it was, they changed so much stuff, and it was
They changed more?
No, I got Monster Hunter Generations came out on the Switch,
mm-hmm.
So I went and bought that, and that's, a port of the last game that came out on the DS.
Okay.
Well, it's a port of Monster Hunter Generations, right? So it's still had all the old systems. It's based, Generations was basically all the Monster Hunter games that you've played in the past, a mix of all of them.
Okay.
With a couple extra little things, but basically it was pretty good. And I started playing it and I was ooh, the controls on this are kind of complicated. And shit, they have so many little changes in Monster Hunter World that made it just easier to just quickly go through things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm I like this game because I like some of the more complicatedness, but I'm missing the weapon combos for the great sword and the ability to quickly switch weapons and do stuff. It's this one is so much slower. I haven't played that far into it. I think I've done 3 missions. But it's I'm already feeling I'm kind of missed some of the stuff from Monster Hunter World. That game was so much faster, to play through. It just felt more fluid. This one feels...
So you can never be pleased.
What are you talking about? No. The thing is, there's some stuff I liked. I still like the fact that you have to build your... I don't know. The problem is that this game is slower. And it's not the problem. It's what I'm just, it's
after, that's what it is.
It's one of those things where it's Oblivion was great until Skyrim came out. Yeah. And, it's.
Elder Scrolls isn't great, even though.
Hmm?
I feel like more people play Skyrim than Elder Scrolls right now.
What? Oh, Elder Scrolls Online?
Yeah.
Well, that's because it's an online game and it has the problem of being. You're the chosen one in a world of chosen ones, Where almost everyone you see is also a chosen one. Where in Skyrim, that's not the case. You're the Dragonborn, and guess what? Other than some random mission stuff, you're the only Dragonborn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's the DLC that was the question of whether or not you were the actual Dragonborn. There's someone else claiming to be the Dragonborn in the DLC.
Yeah.
The one where you have to go back to Morrowind?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. But, I mean, other than that, you were the chosen one. And, the whole point of that was...
It was a cultist, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was, you're the Dragonborn, you're it in Skyrim. But in, Elder Scrolls Online, you're the chosen one, but you're also not.
I don't know why I understand why you have to be the chosen one.
Why can't you just be an adventurer? That's what I think, Star Wars Galaxies before the nice what is that? Oh, Star Wars The Old Republic. Before that one, the original MMO, was you were just someone who existed in that world.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's like EVE Online. You're just someone who exists within that world.
I really want a Harry Potter one. But someone who exists just in that world.
That would be cool, but difficult.
Yeah, I know. I've been thinking about it since Harry Potter. But I really want it.
How do you create that, right? Like, they need to, like, an MMO kind of thing, where you start off going through, I guess, the school.
Yeah.
And then you get, like, a job.
Yeah.
It would be great if there was, like, VR worlds where you
could
do that.
But, I mean, you could add elements where, like, people become Death Eaters.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the problem with that is the Death Eater count would be through the fucking roof.
Could be.
Also, the magic world would be, like... It was always weird. In that world, like, the magic... People with magic powers didn't seem to be that populated. Like, it was, like... There was, like, what? 30 kids in Harry's class?
Mm-hmm.
Of... Well, there was more than 30. There was probably, like, 60. There was, like... I don't know.
Even if you divide that evenly, that's only 15 per... But I think that's all of England,
England, yeah. Because
I think it was technically supposed to even be in Scotland.
I think it was all of UK.
Yeah.
The whole UK went to Hogwarts, and it's like, and then all of France went to Beauxbatons.
No, the female.
No, that was everyone.
That was everyone?
Yeah.
Oh, they just brought the females?
No, they brought everyone. It's just the one character you really interacted with was a female character and her sister. There was male students.
I guess they just try to...
In the movies, they only show females.
Yeah.
But that's because the movies are fucking dicks. Because, like, it's not like... I can't remember the other one.
Durmstrong,
yeah. It's not like that was only male students. But...
Seemed like it.
The movie only... They only brought male students. Because they were trying to, like, portray that one is elegant and beautiful and one is...
Rough and strong.
Potentially evil, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
One was all about... brute force, and one was more about, like, elegance, and it's like, well, one was Russian. I mean, of course, they're gonna have fucking furs as their class uniform. You'd be in...
It'd be cold.
Yeah, you'd be a fucking moron not to, if you're in that kind of world. Yeah, but no, in the books, it's very clear that there's...
Yeah, I remember. It's been... No.
I just remember...
There was one... Fleur had a... No, Fleur went after... I don't know.
Fleur liked... Some, like, random Hogwarts guy who I can't remember his name because he just
sucked. Did he look at one of the Weasleys?
No. Oh, she did. Later.
Yeah.
But, like, in the book after that, she starts dating... Well, I guess she meets him at the end of the book.
Yeah.
Near the end of The Goblet of Fire. And then she stays and she starts dating him because they start talking more. No, she meets him because...
They were all supposed to be, in the last year, right? Except for...
I think she was in her, I think she was in her last year.
Yeah.
She meets, I think Bill was the one who was the goblin guy, the banking guy.
No, that was Percy. Percy was banking.
Percy was ministry.
Didn't she go Charlie, the dragon guy?
No, it was the banking guy.
Okay.
I remember because that's why he got a job. He took a job near her.
Hmm.
And, like, Charlie definitely couldn't because, he has a dragon job.
Yeah.
Chasing dragons. There's no, like, office job for him.
Can't catch me. Star, turn the Xbox back on. I almost caught the dragon.
Dad, you never catch the dragon.
Turn it back on.
That was with the Guitar Hero one.
Yeah.
The best is, like, he's going to play, he plays it acoustic. He plays acoustic, and it's just like...
Oh, hey, I love this song!
Yeah, it's, like, so bad. But, yeah, it would be really cool to do... Or even have, like, the North American school. But when I redid it, I didn't get Thunderbird this time. I got, like, the... Whatever the stupid...
I didn't do the North American... I've never done the North American
There's like, apparently that one's though, the selection process for that one is very different. It's just like four statues based on which class you can go in, and then you get to pick. So the statues that will accept you, there'll always be at least one, and then you get to pick which one out of the one, which of the four reach out their hand or whatever. Where in Hogwarts, it's here, fucking put a sorting hat, and he will decide basically which place you're going to, and that one's more of a choice. At least it feels like you at least get a choice, where the sorting hat's like, they say technically your choice matters, but at the same time, sort of, like, you don't, but it doesn't feel like you get to choose. Harry just says, not Slytherin, it's like, okay. I mean, maybe if you really, really wanted Slytherin, it'd be like, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. But maybe Hermione wanted...
It's weird. I still feel like Hermione would have been better in Ravenclaw.
She's brave.
She is, but she's also super brainy. Also,
yeah.
How is she any more brave than Luna?
I don't know.
Luna fucking takes on the shit all the time. So what?
She at?
Luna, well, Luna's also insane, but, like, in a good way.
Maybe that's why it's not bravery, it's insanity.
I just mean, like, Luna's like, oh my god, look, a Tiddlywinks. I'm gonna go fucking run up there, and then, like, the whole fucking room explodes, and you're like, what happened? Oh, nothing. Oh, the Tiddlywinks left. It's like, you fucking madman. What is wrong with you?
Definition of chaotic neutral.
No. Chaotic neutral is not that. That's chaotic stupid. Okay? Chaotic neutral is like fucking what most Slytherins are. You know? Mm. I guess chaotic neutral is more like what Gryffindors are. I'm gonna do what I want when I want.
Yeah.
That.
True neutral is Hufflepuff.
I don't know. Why would you say that?
It's do whatever.
No, but Hufflepuffs are, like, loyal and, like, they're, like, probably more, like, neutral
loyalty
good.
Loyalty doesn't mean...
No, but then they're, like, nice. They're known for being nice people who are, like, loyal to their friends and everything.
Defend the Hufflepuffs, Josh.
Listen,
defend the Hufflepuffs.
I'm just saying, if they're anything, they're neutral good. They're not true neutral. They're not just, like, yeah, what true neutral is kind of, like, this evil guy's, like, killing people. He's not killing my friend. Or he's killing people like in the town next door, but he's not killing my town, so I don't really care about it.
Sounds like a Hufflepuff to me.
No, that's not a Hufflepuff. A Hufflepuff is like would be like, let's go help these people. Gryffindor is also like, let's go kick some ass. But I mean, Gryffindors are either chaotic good or chaotic neutral. I would say Slytherins are either chaotic neutral or lawful evil.
Mm-hmm. Or any of the evils, really.
I mean, a good Slytherin would be, like, ordinary.
Okay, yeah, good. Okay.
Listen, chaotic evil is not, like, no, chaotic evil is, like, I'm gonna fucking murder everybody.
So Voldemort.
Voldemort is still, like, even, like, kind of, like, neutral or lawful evil.
I don't think he was lawful evil.
He
did not care for the laws.
No, but he had... No, but this is just like lawful evil is not about caring about the laws. It's about having your own set of like.
I have one rule, and I will not break that one.
It's more about like planning, you know? Like, the fact is that a chaotic evil character
would
have been like, I don't know.
Belchux is chaotic evil.
Yeah, a little, yeah. Like, she's fucking nuts. She doesn't give a shit. The only difference is that she listens to her master, which takes away a bit of the chaotic evilness, but not entirely. Voldemort, I would go with lawful evil, because he's like, I'm going to get, like, Harry Potter, you know? And it's like, I need him as for, like, the blood thing, so that he could, like, a chaotic evil character would just be like, fuck yeah, I don't care, anyone's fine. And would have probably killed, like...
Tried all of them?
I don't know, because Voldemort could have got the blood of anyone.
Oh, really? It was just magic blood?
anyone who was his enemy, right? But he wanted Harry's blood for the ritual because then it would take away Harry's protection, magical protection. And then he got scared shitless because of the wand thing.
Well, yeah. I wish the wand thing was more in the movie because that was kind of a cooler thing.
Oh, like the wand lore and everything?
Yeah.
And like, though it got really confusing and kind of convoluted.
With what?
With the wand lore. Because, like, the Elder Wand was Draco's, but it's because he disarmed Dumbledore, and then...
Yeah, his wand, you know, so, because it was his wand, if not him. So, like, his wand was the last one that disarmed...
Well, no, 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 it was, like, the wands picked their master, so the Elder Wand picked Draco, because Draco disarmed Dumbledore, and then it picked Harry, because Harry disarmed Draco, but it's like...
Months later.
Yeah, but it's, and when the Elder Wand wasn't even in sight, so it's like, how the fuck does it know?
Well,
it's magic. Okay, that's not a very good excuse, okay?
Magic, Josh. Magic.
And it's like, Voldemort's like, oh, if I kill Snape, then... It's like, you didn't even kill him with magic. You killed him with a fucking snake.
You didn't kill him with your wand.
And you killed him with, like, indirectly with a snake, too. It's like, even if that was the case, I really don't see the wand picking you as its new owner.
Yeah.
Like, you went about it in such a pussy way.
But yeah, I think he was also afraid that the wand was not going to work on Snape.
Oh, he had other wands? Oh, no, he didn't. His wand... Oh, no, he got... his wand, I think, exploded.
I mean, he kept on stealing people's wands, so...
Yeah.
Because he just thought it's a tool.
I mean, the point was that he was a bit of a dickhead, and he lost because of his dickheadedness. It's, you know, and Harry won because, I don't know, because he's Harry.
Well, he...
Oh, he just... had super plot armor, because he literally dies at one point.
Yeah, I mean, he just surrounded himself with the right people.
Somewhat.
That's the only reason why he survived. Imagine if he wasn't friends with Hermione or Ron, they would probably... Especially the first book, Wizard's Chest and...
Oh, yeah. There's so many, like, things that happen just because they had to happen that way, or the story wouldn't happen. Like, I can't remember the charm. The Fidelia charm? The one that, like, hides the house?
Oh, okay.
But they're, like, what is it? James had to, like, pick, like, a secret keeper. Everyone's like, why didn't he just pick himself and then hide inside the house and no one could have found them?
I don't think you can pick yourself, though.
But you can, because Dumbledore was the secret keeper to the house. I mean, it was not his house, but he cast the charm. Right, so there's no. Why didn't I just pick Dumbledore? Like, fucking Voldemort was afraid of him, anyways.
Yeah.
It's like they're like, well, I'm gonna go sneak it with it, and we're gonna pick the one person who could fuck everything up.
Well, because I also feel like he thought that if there was the off chance, he's probably gonna go after. If Voldemort was gonna go after Snape.
Not Snape.
Dumbledore.
Yeah, but Dumbledore was...
And he was, like, 200 years old already, so he might have died on them.
No, not at that point.
Okay. But...
Or he was, I don't know, magic people live a long time. They kind of, like, gloss over it in the books, but in the movie, the one movie, they're just like, it's like, oh, no, it's okay, I don't have to wear any protection, because I'm magic.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, my physiology is different, and it's like, what?
Well, it's also clear that they don't retire very much.
Retire.
There's only one person I know that retired.
Mad-Eye Moody retired. Oh. I mean, he was in forced retirement
because
he went mad and was shooting everything.
I was thinking of Bathilda Bastrop, actually.
Okay, a couple people retired. But then she was also, like, a book writer. Also, she like,
a book from her house.
Half their things are, like, fucking old as shit. Like, the, like half the books they're reading, like the history books, are like old,
yeah,
like beyond old.
Nothing's happened.
I know, but it's like, oh yeah, I have a book that was written like, I swear, like some of the magic books were written like 200 years.
Yeah, and like, they don't want to teach you about the dark eras of the Death Eaters because it wasn't over yet, and they still don't want to teach you about it because they don't want to talk about it.
And then also like, how can you? I mean, I think it's shitty no matter what you do. But how can you, like, assign, like, your entire book list as the assigned reading for, like, the class? Like the curriculum of your class is your entire book list that you've sold with Gilderoy Lockhart? Like,
yeah, you mean the teachers assigned the books?
Yeah, well, that's kind of a dickhead move.
Well, he was a dickhead.
I don't even know. He knew one thing. How does no one know?
Memory. There more people knew, they just forgot.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
He controlled, like, people's memory of him.
I mean, but Dumbledore doesn't realize this guy is clearly a quack and a fake. I mean, I'm not original in saying this, but there's a reason a lot of people are like, how did you hire this guy? I realize no one else applied for the position, but like, come on, you couldn't have found someone. Just give it to Snape, man. They did eventually anyways.
Yeah. I mean, they could have found someone for potions instead of Defense Against the Dark Arts.
Well, which they do. Which was, like, the problem eventually that happened.
Yeah.
But it's like, I realized he didn't want to, like, tempt Snape, but it's like, fuck sakes, man. I would have been better off giving it to him instead of Gilderoy. They would have at least learned something. Apparently, like, the only people who ever really succeeded at, like, in Harry's, like, grade level, or a lot of, like, were, like the Defense Against the Dark Arts was, yeah, the DA. Anyone who was part of the DA. So it's like, there's gonna be, like, a whole, like, generation with just no, like, decent, like, Aurors coming through for, like, 7 years.
Good thing there's not really much stuff to do for Aurors. I mean, they fight other things, too.
They fight all sorts of badness.
Yeah.
You know? And now, no, none. I mean, yeah. But, I mean, you really think all the Death Eaters just disappeared overnight?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
They all went to Russia.
It's like when they killed off Osama bin Laden. It's not like the Taliban just disappeared overnight. Or Al-Qaeda, whatever. I don't know if they're the same thing anymore. I'm so confused. I mean, all that happened is just ISIS became, like, the new big...
Well, ISIS is...
Badness.
Syria. Not...
I mean... You know what I mean.
Like, well, the no, new, they're,
like,
they're
target
just...
that we're talking about.
Yeah. But, like, there's, like... So there's the Syrian army, there's the Kurds, there's the Syrian rebels, there's ISIS. And then there's the... Well, the rebels are backed by the U.S., but...
Listen, if you're gonna claim to be, like, super religious, like, bombing innocent people and stuff like that is really not the way to, like, get the... to act like you're better than other people. I'm just gonna say that.
I mean, the Roman Catholic Church should have heard.
Listen, did I pass judgment on... Did I say anyone else was clear? I gave a very clear statement of don't act.
They didn't bomb anybody.
Listen, the Crusades was bad enough, okay? The
Crusades is worse.
Yeah, yes and no.
Well,
I mean, the Crusades was bad.
Let's go to the Middle East, kill them all, take their gold, and then go back, and then,
okay,
oh, wait, there's...
Yeah, I know, but I mean, the Crusades was... See, saying something's better or worse is always, like, complicated, because it's like, the Crusades was, like... it was worse because it was, like, actually sanctioned. Some of them were actually sanctioned by the church.
Yeah. Most of them were.
The Crusades was complicated, okay. I mean, some Crusaders literally went through, like, Europe and ransacked villages because...
They had the power to.
Yeah, because they lost their goddamn minds and were killing off Jewish people.
No PTSD?
No, I mean, this is before they got to the Middle East. As
no.
they were working their way there, they're like, kill everyone! We're taking back the Holy Land, but kill the Jews as we go.
Always a target.
They have been, and I... It, There's a reason they're really funny. They have a great sense of humor. It's because they have to be, or else. I mean, thank God they have a great sense of humor, or
we would have been screwed.
Ugh, the whole world would have been screwed, man. Think about it. Wasn't Einstein a Jewish man?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. And he's the one who created the. Was it him who created the atomic bomb? Mm. Or am I mixing up people?
I don't know.
I thought he defected and helped build it.
Hard to know what happened back then because everything was so secret.
My point is that a lot of the people who have created like super weapons, some of the people who created super weapons were Jewish, and I'm just saying Jewish people are smart and funny. Okay.
Again with the stereotypes.
Not all Jewish people. I said some of the famous Jewish people have been smart and funny.
Some of the famous white people have been smart and funny.
Okay, well. Yeah, they were Jewish. I don't know if you would consider Jewish people. I mean, I would consider them white, but like.
I don't know. I don't consider you white, so.
I consider myself white.
That's not true. I consider you white. Portuguese people, though, can be not white.
Listen, it's more of like a. I don't know. It's complicated. It's.
Racism wasn't this thing. We've talked a lot about it today.
Race is always complicated. It's also kind of bullshit, too.
Yeah, it's tribalism, right? You're different than me, so I don't like you. But
it's more of like a cultural thing, anyways. That, like, the differences are more cultural than to do with race.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, a lot of the race is just like, you're white because your genetics. Like, because that's. Like it, that's because your genes tell you not to create more melanin than someone else.
Mm-hmm. You can be white from Africa.
Yeah, it's called South Africans. Some, not all, obviously. This means there is people who were born in Africa who are white.
Exactly. You can't ask them, why are you white?
You can ask someone, why are you white?
Not according to Rachel McAdams and Mean Girls.
Listen, the context matters, okay? If someone's fucking going whiteface, like fucking Ethan, if someone walks into the room and they look like whiteface man, you can be like, why are you white? Because it looks like a fucking can of paint dropped on your head, you know? If someone walks into the room that just kind of looks like Gila normally does, and you say, why are you white? Then you got some problems.
Yeah.
But it's like the same. If someone walks into the room and they fucking look like a drow from Chang from like when he's dressed up as the drow, you can say, why are you black? And that's a legitimate question. If a black guy walks in the room and you ask that question, well, you're a dickhead.
I'm a dark guy.
Well, I mean, he
execution baby.
I'm just saying. Certain questions are allowed as long as the context is within, like I said, if someone walked in the room and they're covered in brown paint, you're going to wonder what the fuck's going on.
Why are you brown?
Yeah. And if they say, you know, I was
born this way.
Well, if they're covered in brown paint, they say, I was born this way, you got some more questions. My point is like, you want to know what happened. But if it's just they have brown skin, then you got some problems. Or you know, if you had a friend
that was white,
a white friend, and then the next day you meet them and they're like
brown,
super tan, you might ask, well, why you tanned? You would probably wouldn't say why you brown.
Hopefully, you wouldn't say why you brown.
You might ask, how did you get so dark, so fast?
Oh, it's okay to ask.
Context matters. Okay, is my point. Context.
How did you get so dark?
Yeah, in one day, if someone walks in one day as pale as the sheet, and then next day walks in and they're like fucking Coco Chanel tan, you might wanna ask some questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'll remember that, Josh. When you come back and you're black.
Yeah, I'll never. Well, I mean, I'll never come back and be black for a number of reasons.
Why? You can get woke.
getting woke doesn't make you change race.
Could. You don't know. Get woke. Find out.
Remember, remember there was, like, that fake, like, internet rage of people of, like, Justin Bieber wanting to change his, legally change his race?
I don't remember that.
It was fake. It was, like, fake. It wasn't real. It was, like, a fake news thing about him wanting to change his race and to be black, and people were getting all pissy, but it wasn't real.
I hope they wouldn't allow it just because of Justin Bieber.
I mean, like I said, race is bullshit anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy for me to say, being a white guy, I get that. But, I mean,
it's like he was trying to say about gender being bullshit.
Did I say that?
No, but you could.
I mean,
as a male, it's very difficult for you to have that position.
Gender is kind of bullshit in some ways. I mean, genetically it makes sense. Like, genetics and biological stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, gender is a thing in that sense.
So we should just say, like, what is your biological sex?
But other than that, it is kind of like, who cares? Like, the difference is, like, but I mean, the problem is that people have this idea of gender being, like, you this or that. Like, you have to like something because you're a man. Or because you're a woman, you know? It's like even with my brother and his kids. Like, his son is, you know, playing baseball at 4, but I doubt they're gonna, you know, send the daughter off to do that.
Why? Baseball's amazing.
I mean, personally, if I had kids, I wouldn't send them to sports, man or woman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they asked, maybe. Mostly because that's what they want. Also, it's at that point, it's also depends on the sport. And if I had the money to afford it.
So soccer it is, Josh?
No, well, soccer is, like, cheap and easy.
That's what I'm saying.
Here's a soccer ball, here's some shin guards, go at it.
No, here's a soccer ball, here's some magazines, go at it.
Yeah. I mean,
soccer. If you want to be cheap.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I mean, but it's, like, not like shin guards cost a lot. I'm saying, like, football, where it's, like,
Hockey.
Where it's, like, here's a shit ton of equipment. Hockey's even worse.
Hockey is you cover yourself from head to toe in equipment, in footballs.
That's my phone. Yeah, I mean.
Why is your phone going off, Josh?
Because just random stuff coming through.
Mm-hmm. Porn.
No.
I get it.
I don't care. I was just talking about, they got, my niece's, like, ears pierced before she was even one.
Apparently that's the thing to do.
Yeah, but it's, like, only, but they didn't do that to my nephew. That's my point. Because if she was a girl, she's been treated differently.
Mm. She's a girl, she's gotta go through some pain.
I just mean we're treating, like, I wouldn't have, if I have a little girl, I don't intend on piercing their ears until they want it.
You really shouldn't until they're grown, because then it can go back. I mean, it can go back anyway, but, like, I don't know. You shouldn't do it until they're ready to be wearing earrings.
Oh, I mean, she has earrings in, like, all the time, like, the little studs. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's just, like. Until I had a kid that can make the decision on their own. It's like, it's...
Josh has a no-decision parenting style.
No. No, obviously you make decisions for them, but, like, there's some decisions about their body that you shouldn't be sitting there making for them.
Why, you're not going to give your kid a tattoo before?
Well, this is exactly that. It's, like, vanity stuff. You shouldn't be making a decision for them.
What if you know they're really going to, like...
How can you know that?
You're an idiot. Only idiots would know things.
Like, a less than 1-year-old kid, and you know, oh, I know they're gonna really like New Kids on the Block, so I'm gonna give them New Kids on the Block.
Absolutely.
Tattoo. As, like, a new boy. Oh, that's my boy. That movie. I mean, it's really funny, because it's all, like, fucked up, because he's older, because he got it when he was, like, 5 or something, and he grew up, and it's, like, all stretched out and weird. But it's, like, that's the point. Like, you... Like, that was, like, the extreme. But it's, like, yeah, realistically, it doesn't harm her in any way. It just seems weird to me. And it's, like, I know Well, mind you, they were letting her play with Dante's toys when I saw her on the other day. So, and I bought Dante like a crap ton of like superhero toys. But that's what he likes. I always buy him the stuff that he's currently into.
And if your niece starts liking superhero toys, you buy her superhero toys.
Yeah, I don't care. She wants. I don't really want to get her Barbies unless that's what she wants. Though she's at the age where she can't say what she wants. So I'm just gonna get her
Barbies.
No. Mostly just gonna, I have a book that I'm gonna give her for her birthday when that comes up really soon, and then probably just some cute clothes. I mean, at that point, it's really, it's more about what she likes, what the mom likes to see her in when they're, like, less than one.
For sure.
They can't make decisions about what they want to wear, and you have no clue what they like.
Mm-hmm. Get their Under Armour. They love their Under Armour.
What?
Under Armour babies.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? Do you think I'm going to spend, like, actual real money on this? No, it's going to be, like...
Fake money. I spent Monopoly money on this.
No, I mean, it's going to be, like, two outfits, and it's going to cost less than $50 for it all.
You don't want a $60 shirt?
No. Listen, if I see something that's, like... I'm not cheap. So if I see something that I like, and it costs, like, $40, I'll do it, right? But I'm not... going out there looking for, like, some expensive stuff. I'm just going to look up, like...
You're not made of money, Josh. You're not made of money.
I'm going to look up baby clothes. I'm going to buy that. As simple as that.
Not even going to the store, right?
No, I'll go on Amazon. That's what I always do. It's easier. Fair. I have Amazon Prime. I might as well use it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have a wider variety if I go look on Amazon. Though I'm kind of, like, pushing back against Amazon a bit more recently.
Why?
Well, because apparently the company is now worth $1 trillion. And it's like, but it's on the back of treating their employees like pure garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, that's not good. Like, I don't want to be, like, it's this weird, like, world we live in. Where it's like, do you want to basically give money to, like, these companies that mistreat everyone? Mm-hmm. Or do you want to be... or have to go through, like, extra effort to do, like, do the most basic of shopping.
Well, you talk about, like, companies that don't necessarily do well, like Nike. They have this new campaign.
Football. The new campaign is so bullshit on how people are reacting to that.
Yeah, but the thing is that Nike is not really known for their leading-edge humanitarian efforts.
Yeah, I understand that, but... listen, it's cynical and it's shitty what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's shitty because you know they're doing it
just
because
to make money.
Yeah, like it's not because they actually believe in this cause.
No,
they just know they can make money off of this stand. The thing difference is though is that they get their point out there. I mean, it will be a small force for change, even if nothing else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the end. It's good, but it is but their intent is shitty.
Yeah.
Like they don't intend to be good. They're just like, I can make some money off of this. Let's do it.
Yeah, sales are up 30%.
Though apparently white people are all pissed off and like burning their clothes and cutting off the.
I have not done that.
The tags, and I'm like, I don't care. I also don't see. I don't understand why it's so bad for him to like take the knee during the national anthem.
He could do a lot worse things.
Well, he could actually literally burn a flag. But it's all like...
you can move them while everyone's paying attention.
Yeah, I just mean... people act like it's so disrespectful, but it's really... isn't that what America's, like, was built on?
Being disrespectful?
No, saying fuck you to something I don't believe in.
Yeah. But the British would call it being disrespectful.
Yeah, well... but that's my point, though, is that, like... so, now you've become the thing you hate. You abandoned.
Taxation without representation, Josh.
So, my favorite thing is people talking about, like, hundreds of, or not hundreds of years ago, but, like, the British Tea Party, they, like, were pissed off that the things cost more money, so they took the tea and threw it into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And now... things go up all the time, and they're just like, well, that's what happens. It's capitalism.
Capitalism sucks.
It does. It's like, apparently, It's like, well, if I can't afford to pay you more, then you can't afford to run a business. Mm-hmm. Like, what? People want a living wage? That's ridiculous.
Why would you want to live?
Like, oh, like big. I love it how big companies are like, we can't afford to pay people any more money. It's costing us too much money to make already to run the business while they're making like, well, the CEOs are making like billions of dollars a year. Not billions, but I mean, they're making like some of these CEOs have been getting like they'll get like a $10 million raise like every year. And they're saying we can't increase the minimum wage by like $1. And it's like, oh, and we have to, like, we can't have any more workers. It's like, my work. We run on skeleton crews. That's why the service at every store you go to is garbage.
Because they just take what you get.
No.
There's not enough people to...
They don't hire enough people. So they don't pay people enough, like, enough money, so that people don't have any real motivation to work, right? Which I get. I'm not blaming them for. But then it's also on top of the, it's on top of that, they also... have the bare minimum number of people in the store to have it open. Mm-hmm. If a store can have one person in it and run, that's what they'll do. Like, grocery stores, that's why sometimes you walk into grocery stores, you don't see nobody. Then you'll walk the whole store, and the only person you'll see is one, like, two cashiers. Mm-hmm. You're like, there's, like, in, like, I remember working at a grocery store years ago, and it was like, yeah, we never had more than, like, four cashiers, but we had, like, eight, like, registers. And I'm all like,
they make it a big deal at Great Canadian where they have all the registers built.
Oh, yeah?
On the weekends.
Oh. I'm all like, oh, that's really shitty, though. It's like, why would you... It's like, you know this is like a rush time, and you're going to have four people here. It's like the same number of people you have all night, all day. It's like, this is nuts. Why not just have someone come in for like 3 hours? Like, two people extra, you know? Have six open. I mean, they would probably love the hours.
Yeah, but the money to... The income to expense is not revenue to expense.
I know, but I think when... It, well, yeah, it was also a bad area. They were unfortunate. The worst store in, like, the area. So there was, like... It's, unless you walked, there was no reason you would come to that store. But, yeah, so we're going on and we're starting to ramble now, so I'm gonna call it. We didn't even talk.
God.
We didn't even talk about video games this time.
We did.
Did we?
Yeah.
We talked about a potential video game we would like.
We talked about video games.
A little, yeah, you're right. Anyways.
Monster Hunter Generations.
Oh, yeah. So this was Misguided Misinformed. I'm your, well, anyways, I'm Josh.
I'm the one signing off.
Yeah, I'm the one signing off. We have Steven, the quiet.
Yep.
This is forever. The one I'll forever call the quiet.
The mute.
And we have Chris.
Ew.
The something or other.
The here.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks for listening and have a good week. Bye.
Get woke.